as a member of the council-led bonfire working group, we had been engaging with communities right across Derry and Strabane to try and stop these things from happening, to try and advise and persuade communities to be heading towards a safe and managed bonfire, one similar to which we've seen that was burnt last night at the very successful finale of the Gashyard Fela, which is about 200 yards away from the bonfire which you're talking about. Now, what we've seen being placed on the bonfire last night was 110% wrong and should not have been placed there, and I want to be very, very clear on that. And I think that we need to be talking to wider society, because there was hundreds if not thousands of people that stood and watched that bonfire, and we need the people to understand that this is wrong and it shouldn't be happening, and that's what I think we need to be doing now, and that's what I'll be putting to the bonfire working group, is if we can try and engage with wider society, I think that's a starting place for us to make people realise that this is wrong and that we shouldn't stand by and allow it to happen.
And indeed, there are reports that a number of petrol bombs were thrown at police in the vicinity of the city walls, and this is disturbing given the disturbances only a matter of weeks ago.
Yes, this is very disturbing and I'm sure very worrying for residents up and around that area. And now I'm only hearing those reports this morning. You'll appreciate that it's quite early yet, and I'll be speaking to PSNI later today to find out exactly what happened. But it's my understanding that a number of petrol bombs were thrown in the vicinity of the city walls, and that a 35-year-old male has been arrested. That's an ongoing inquiry, and we'll have to see what comes out of that. But I'm sure that it's worrying for the residents, given what they put up with there in June, or sorry, July, the early part of July. I'm sure they're sitting wondering, is this going to happen? It's going to be a repeat performance of what happened at that particular time. What I'll be doing today is speaking to the local community, community leaders, and I want to pay tribute to the community leaders who were involved in organising and managing the Gashyard Fela. We've seen over 80 events over the last 10 days, a very successful Fela, which has catered for people from all ages and backgrounds. There has been political discussions, family fun days, trips away for young people, things for our senior citizens. It's catered for everyone, and I think it's important that we remember that that's the good work that's going on within the Bogside, and that what we've seen last night down around the bonfire around Meenan Square is a small minority of people from the Bogside who think that they can do what they like. I think today and over the coming days, we as political and community leaders, along and standing side by side with the residents, tell these people very, very clearly, like we did in July, when they were throwing petrol bombs at the Fountain Estate and etc., that this won't be tolerated and won't be welcome.